I have recorded.
Click.
My levels are okay.
I have clicky. Clickety, clicky, clicky.
So I've been noticing when we do this show and I see the boosted characters. Have they always been as themed as they are lately?
No.
Okay.
They definitely seem to be more so net recently.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a little themey this week, too.
How long will it take?
What's that?
I'm waiting to see how long it takes for somebody to join the voice thing here.
Oh, a while.
Oh, the old man's in.
For the win. Hi, Sluggo.
Oh, Ray, I was mistaken. My day was fantastic, and I'm really not that tired.
Okay. I don't know how you can't be tired, but all right.
I'm tired. I haven't recovered from yesterday yet.
Yeah, same here. I mean, I slept solid, but it's still not enough, apparently. Not that I want to talk about work on here, but had him send me all the everything that he's changing. Like, I told him, like, send me what you're changing, because something's not right. So, another pair of eyes rolling over it.
But you know, Ray, he and his team are far superior to any engineer you could ever find working at Palo Alto. And I'm like, my God, you said those words out loud. Like, I got up from my desk, walked out to where Dakota sits, made him go back on mute, and I'm like, can you believe he just said those words?
Yeah.
And then I cursed right on this show. See, he has me all set, all riled up, that guy.
Sorry, Teeth.
Yeah.
Ow, my freaking ears.
It's an employee who works with Ray is...
I wouldn't say he works with me. I mean...
You are both employed by the same employer?
I wouldn't say I've been missing him, Bob.
That's right.
It's the same employer. Matrix. Yes, we both work for the university. I suppose that's true.
Yeah. All right, let's roll this along before I fall asleep.
Oh, yeah, that's probably a plan.
All right. Greetings, true believers. Welcome to the 351st installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. We got Ray. We got Ian. I'm here. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
All right, I guess.
Nice.
I wish it was a little bit warmer out so I could use my pool a little bit more, but, you know, what are you going to do?
Mm.
It's finally cooled off. Why do you don't wish it to be warmer?
No, I want it to be warmer.
I understand. Well, first of all, so I have so many questions already. First of all, I'm with Ray. Like, today was jackpot weather for going to Knoebels.
Uh-huh.
Oh, light breeze, middle 70s, sunny with sporadic clouds. Oh, magnificent. Your pool is fully heated.
Yeah.
What more do you need to get into a fully heated pool?
I like to be warm.
It's fully heated! There's no coldness!
I like the
air
to be
no
warm, too.
There's no opportunity to be cold!
Yeah, when you get out, it gets cold. I want the air to be cold, too. I like warmth. Hurry up and accelerate this global heating so I can, you know, Pennsylvania can be warm year-round.
Maybe we could just build you, like, a heated causeway in between your your pool and your deck.
No, I need, like, you know, one of those covered pools, you know, that rich people have. You know, the pool inside the house. Need one of those.
Oh, an indoor. Mm.
Yeah.
That'd be the dream.
That would be the dream. All right, this is the week of August 31st to September 7th and the years that never end because that they all blur together anymore. I don't know. Your 5-day 4-star grade.
Yeah.
Whoa, that was severe.
Okay.
On the 25th, we had Ant-Man versus Teen Gene.
True story.
Did you your way to victory?
Some combination of that.
Okay.
I may have...
embiggened yourself?
I may have small-time crooked myself and then grown, and he gets it done. Ant-Man knows what it's all about.
I nearly lost my first time. I made a 5 match, and then she got enough AP to fire her one power that destroyed all my stuff that I had put out, and it was it was nearly ugly, but I pulled it out.
That'll learn you.
Yeah.
Can't resist those match 5s.
I'm like, I can take one.
That's always what I tell myself, too, when I see her in a match. I'm like, oh, I'm making this match. You don't threaten me. On the 30th, we had Safari Joe versus Black Panther. How'd that one go?
surprisingly well. He's built to defeat Black Panther.
Yeah, pretty much.
He steals most of four-star Black Panther's AP, and as long as Black Panther keeps using his yellow Defender of Wakanda, he just gets, you know, beaten savagely every turn. He tried to defeat me. I was like, oh, he's only got a couple hit points left, and then he got enough AP to damage me, and I was like, no! But then I won anyway, and I was like, hooray, I'm back! So, total success.
All right, coming up number next, we've got the Talosian versus Carol.
That doesn't sound like a character that I have championed or covered. I can't claim I'm going to win.
You got a 1-2-3 going there. I mean, you're going to get that blue, so you can at least get that stun going.
Yeah, we'll see. I won't disregard it just yet, but I'm not hopeful.
Yeah, it's really going to depend on what level they have Captain Marvel at.
Right.
And story time. Strange Sights is running, I think, for another day. Dr. Doom, Hulkling, and TV She-Hulk. In the rewards there, placement is Gore and TV's Kamala Khan. It's followed up by Lost in Time. That'll get you Scott, Gore, the Kamala Khan. Placement is Oscorp Spidey and some Dr. Thor shards. Then you head into the Space Ghost season is here. Luke Cage, Elektra, and that Oscorp Spidey guy in the simulator. Starfall is running. Sentry, Blade, placement is Blob and Ghost Driver. There you go. In news, I got nothing, but I hear Ray's got a new team.
Oh, sure. Yeah, let's do that. So, strangely enough, I even suggested this, and I still wasn't prepared. I've got a new team that I've been using. I wouldn't necessarily call it meta, but it defends itself very well. So, yeah, see if you can try this out. Of course, it has Wanda, because 5-star Wanda is just way too good. She does the damage reduction. She does the debilitating power and the mystical feedback. It's all a good time. Throw in 5-star Elektra, Woman Without Fear. Her yellow makes it reduces damage by like 50%, any damage done if you get her trap tiles out there, and generates damage for the person attacking you. So that just is your damage generation. Her audible sigh does a 2-turn stun, which is very good. And then your third person is Crystal, who is, we've talked about before, she is just a constant burst of health pretty much every time the other team makes a match. So it's it really works out. I mean, it's not fast, but man, you stay alive, no problem. Damage reduction from Wanda, damage reduction from Daredevil or Elektra, and Crystal just doing burst health all the time. But like, the AI cannot mess this up. So it's pretty good on defense, and it's good against just about everyone, unless you get the Polaris Kitty Beta Ray Bill team, and they get lucky. I've defeated them several times, but I've also been beaten by them a few times. So, but yeah, it's good against a lot of people, good defense, so I recommend this. And I threw it in the Synergy segment. If you want to take a look at that, it is on thepuzzlewarriors3.com.
Great. I have some questioners for the listenership. I'd ask you guys, but I mean, some days I feel like you know only marginally more than I do about this game. So I want to talk about the Gore boss event.
Okay.
How aware of what boss Gore does are you two?
I for the most part, as I play that event, I completely ignore anything he does.
Okay. You're out.
Okay.
So this is for not Craig, but possibly some of the people listening. Does he have some sort of semi-potent damage reduction ability that I wasn't aware of? Let me tell you what I experienced that I'm not sure I understand why. So obviously I had to use a lot of 4-star Thor, Goddess of Thunder. I had 10 charge tiles on the board, and I fired my smite. The base damage for my smite is like 9,000 plus, you know, 1,500 for each charge tile. I did 5,900 damage with that attack, and I want to know why.
Huh.
And it happened more than once. Yes, Boss Gore has a damage reduction passive. Thanks, Samurai. I knew you were listening.
Yeah, I'm not really that familiar. I know that...
Okay, apparently when he had those countdowns on the board provide damage reduction.
Okay.
As well as making one of those amalgamated shadows appear, which I hate now.
Yeah, they're really tough now.
Yeah, like they just turn invisible and then come back and fade your people into non-existence. It's like, what are you guys doing? Get out. At least you could be stunned, but still. Ugh. Okay. I was so frustrated because I was like, so when I play this game, if I haven't already mentioned it, some of the times I'm quietly role-playing what's going on in the screen in my head. So I had all these charge tiles, and she was coming down, and she was going to smash Gore with her hammer, and Mjolnir was all fired up, and, then she did no damage. I was like, what? And I actually took notice to what was going on the screen. I was like, what? What happened? Hey, what happened? But okay, I'm satisfied now. It was a very challenging boss event for me. And by very challenging, I mean there were a couple times when I didn't win. And that's a big deal, because I usually can just breeze through at the level that I participate at. But when I got to levels, definitely level 8, and maybe like one time at level 7, I was fighting him and I lost. And I was like, what? What do you mean I lost? So I felt sufficiently challenged.
Yeah, I mean, the amount of damage that they do and the fade invisibility powers, yeah, it was a significant increase to the difficulty. But it was good. Like, yeah. I liked it at that level.
I did too. It was perfect. It challenged me enough for me to take notice, but not enough for me to just do the bare minimum and walk away.
Right.
No rage quit, huh?
Nope. The first time at level 7 when I lost to him, I rage quit. But then I had to calm myself down and come back to it because I really wanted to get progression. And once I was aware that I could lose, I felt better about losing.
Congrats on progression, by the way.
Thanks. I saw your encouragement in the chat and I was like, I will do it. Thanks, Ray.
You were really close. I'm like, come on, you got to be able to make it.
You can do it. Anything else in Newsland?
My poker went well. So, you know, we took a trip this last weekend.
And, you played cash Texas?
Yeah. I ended up the 1-2 game was all full. Like they had like 5 tables all full. So I ended up playing 1-3, and that worked out. Several hours in, they broke the high stakes game, and one of the high stakes players came in and just started throwing money around like it was nothing, which, you know, it makes it so you're not really playing poker so much because he's just trying to buy every pot.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, there was also a lot of money out there. I think he dropped like $1,500 in the course of like 2 hours. So,
good Lord.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But, I ended up nearly doubling my money. So it was good.
That is above my price range.
Yeah.
You know, I like to sit down for like, you know, what is, you know, the 60 plus 15s or whatever they used to be, those tournaments.
Right, right.
I like to sit down for those and be like, if I'm out $75, all right.
I definitely do like the tournaments a little bit better because you know how much you're paying. Like, you know how much you could possibly lose. It's the buy-in. Well, that's it. So
yeah, and I also like the fact that if people have to work up to the ability to just try and buy pots, right? You know, they're not just sitting down and be like, I have all this money, I'm just going to buy the pots.
Right.
At least in a tournament, you know, that can't happen instantaneously. You know, you at least have to play some hands and right. Win some money. I miss Atlantic City, though. I haven't been there for ages. Let's move on. For this week, and It's Always Sunny in Xandar, Widow versus Widow, the baloney defense. Ian, what do you know about Yelena?
Not a lot. So let me educate myself while I try to refresh everybody's knowledge of the 5-star Yelena Belova Black Widow. Kate. What's that?
Edumacate.
Yes. Red, purple, and green. Her red ability, top of the class, is a passive ability of 0 red. At the start of your turn, if the enemy has at least 11 AP in any color, create 1 strength, 110 strike tile, deal 854 damage, and reduce the enemy's largest AP pool by 4. As this improves, the effect triggers at 9 AP, 117 strike tile and 925 damage. Oh, never mind. That scales up significantly to appropriate levels. Sorry. Triggers at 9 AP, 472 strike tile and a 3,717 damage. That's something. I don't know. I'll think about it as I continue on and tell you about Spycraft. It appears to be a purple ability. It costs 7 purple AP. Create up to 5 friendly trap tiles in the enemy's strongest color when matched or destroyed by the enemy. Spycraft trap tiles deal 1,263 damage and convert 3 AP of the enemy's strongest color to the enemy's weakest color. That is needlessly complex, and I love it. So, as this levels up, you are converting 4 AP, dealing 6,386 damage, and creating 6 trap tiles. And lastly, we've got a military surplus. It's green, costs 9 green AP. It deals 239 damage to the enemy team and destroys 2 enemy attack, protect, or strike tiles, converting 1 AP of the enemy's strongest color to the enemy's weakest color for each tile destroyed. So this scales up to dealing 4,248 damage to the enemy team and converting 3 AP per tile destroyed. I don't know how I feel emotionally about turning the enemy's strongest color into their weakest color. Is that as advantageous as just getting rid of the AP or stealing some AP?
It slows down their powers firing off, so...
Yeah. Why do they deserve any mercy? If you grind your enemies to dust, Kona teach you nothing! Well, this is obviously no one I've ever gotten to... play with, but passives seem popular. They have for a while. I'm going to guess that red is a good ability to have, and probably spycraft is cheap, but that's trap tiles. No one likes trap tiles. So let's say 5-3-5.
I actually have her at a 5-5-3 because her damage on that AoE is so small for a 5-star.
It really is.
Yeah. Also, I think the only place she was used in the synergy segment was with because of her trap tiles with like Mr. Sinister and someone else. So,
oh, okay, I can see that. And plus, the green and the purple both do that the shifting of things from strongest to light to weakest.
Right.
So if you really want to overload their weakest color pool, I guess 3-5-5 would be right. But I'm gonna stick with my original 5-5-3 or 5-3-5.
Yeah, it makes
sense.
That's
where I live right now. Cool.
Run her at the super popular 4.
Nice. I don't have. Let me look. Pull up my.
I think you got nothing.
Yeah. The even more popular 000.
Yes.
Yeah.
00 negative.
I find it amusing negative. The internet says either 5-3-5 or 5-5-3 are the top picks. So.
Oh. Okay.
There you go.
Well, there we go. I was able to cobble together an okay guess thanks to my paying attention to what other people do some of the time. Hey, that's what's always sunny in Xandar. 5-star Yelena Belova, the Black Widow.
Let's move over to the mailbag. Willie, what do you got?
All right. First, let's start over on the Reddit. So there's not much here, by the way, but let's start with Stinkpalm, who said, having just played with MODOK during the PvE... And man, I like him a lot. I thought, does the podcast have a nickname for him? I don't think so.
MODOK? No, I don't think so.
I'd have to check the page, but yeah. He needs no. He himself is a parody of himself.
Right.
We don't need to mock him further.
But Stinkpalm did say, I called him Butt Rocket at one point in front of my son. Now if I'm playing and he sees MODOK, he starts singing Butt Rocket. I don't know what song that is, but.
I don't know what's set to the tune of, but it's a great song. I don't know that I'm going to call him Butt Rocket, but...
Ian, did I tell you about me being subjected to Gucci Gang the other day?
Uh-oh.
Not again?
Man.
Why has that come up more than 0 times in my life? This is like the 3rd time I had to hear about Lil Pump.
Yeah. Well,
why were you rocking out to the Gucci Gang?
Because Reddit had a thing on where guy that I had no idea who he was, obviously, because why would I know who Lil Pump is?
He used to be married to Noah Cyrus. That might have.
Oh, I know her.
Yeah, see, that's why I thought you may have heard of him.
Oh, yeah. Apparently, though, he was in, Tokyo or somewhere, and him and his bodyguard were, outside on the street, and they were filming to see, everyone come to recognize him, and then they quickly realized that no one was ever going to recognize him and just were walking past him nonstop, and he looked sad. So I was like, who is this person at... Why would anyone recognize this person? Who are they?
Ray, why have I heard of this?
I don't know.
This is the second or third time I've heard this story, and I don't know why.
Did is it for me it every time?
Show?
Yeah, did I talk about this before?
Lil Pump can't be that relevant in my life.
I mean, I don't know what we talk about on this show, so it happened last time. But I would think Ray would remember, because he listens to this show multiple times.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then I kind of block it afterwards, so... Not really okay, block it, but my memory is Swiss cheese, and I just choose to not retain what we talk
right.
about.
It didn't come up in any of our other shows?
No, this had to come up, because I know I talked to you about Tucci Gang.
Yeah!
Yeah!
So it had to be this show, right?
I could have just been me talking to you the other day on the phone, but...
No, because someone posted the meme from Tucci Gang, or at least a clip from it in the Discord.
All right,
so it has
there,
to be this show.
There you go, we've already done this. Let's move
on. Yeah, come on, Craig. Why are you gaslighting me?
I didn't remember. It took that long for Samurai to remember. Come on. Ray, what else in that mailbag?
Oh, yeah. There is something else. Hey, I have no clue. All lowercase. Spelled C-L-O-O. I had a question for us. And it's not the type of question that you're going to have an answer for, but, you know, see what you got. Like, really come up with something here.
All right.
So he asks, with the anniversary vault, and or fan favorites coming up, when would it be best to blow your load? I have about 1,700 CP.
Dear God!
55 tokens to the latest. With Gargantos, Kamala Khan, and Dr. Thor in there now, would you guys recommending waiting to blow it in a few months, especially with the new 5-star Immortal Hulk coming out? What does the fan favorites usually consist of? I have a few 5-stars already. With some having multiple covers, but no ISO to put into them. I'm looking forward to blowing it soon. Would love to hear y'all's opinion.
I can't fathom having that much CP in tokens. That's, wow.
How much CP is an appropriate amount of CP?
I don't know that I ever get above like 200 or 300.
Oh. See, I felt like the number that he was throwing out was right about where I am, so.
Huh.
But I can't claim that. Let me open up the game. And make sure I'm not absolutely delirious.
Well, that's like 68 pulls. So that's like 120 some total pulls on the latest Legends. So that's quite a few pulls. I can't really say, like, I don't know. Here's the thing. You don't want to throw a bunch of ISO in your 5-stars until you've got like a solid 4-star lineup and you're ready to progress farther, so I would save the ISO on your 5-stars and just go with getting them covered until... Because you don't want, like, 1 or 2 5-stars to be way higher level than everybody else on your team, because that'll screw up, you know, where you get placed, what slice you get placed in, and how hard of the teams you're going to be fighting. So, I don't know. Who's good? Doc Thor seems pretty good. The new She-Hulk coming out, I have no idea. I don't know. I don't really know how good she's going to be. Gargantos isn't anything special, so you might wait.
He can hit pretty hard, though.
Yeah, and he does the permanent damage kind of thing, so...
Yeah. Oh, but yeah, Samurai said he's already in the latest, or not latest Legends anymore. He's now in regular.
Gargantos?
Oh, okay. Yeah. He got pulled out? Okay.
Yeah.
So, I hear Chasm is pretty good, although I only used him, like, that few times that he was in, I don't know, he was in a node somewhere.
Yeah, doesn't he, like, kill himself, though, over time?
Yeah.
I'm not a big fan of that.
But he also heals himself, if you get to pull that off, so.
Yeah, I don't know, for him, he needs to be, like, the high-level guy, right? Because he needs to, doesn't he need to be the one to maybe making the matches for his things to go?
That sounds familiar, but really, I didn't, and T says you're correct, so, there you go.
Okay, so you're gonna have a lot of covers of him then, and
right,
you know, to make that worth it. So I suppose if you target that, you could try you know bang him all the way to 13. Thank you, Champagne.
that's probably the way to go.
Yeah, I think if he's maxed out, he could be good.
So right now might be your time if you've got that itchy trigger finger, because Doc Thor is not bad. Kamala Khan is really better than I expected. And, yeah, Chasm's pretty good. So, you know, if you've got the room.
Yeah, I mean, that board shake on Dr. Thor can be really effective.
Yeah.
With the 5-star match damage. Because there's just, you know, tiles moving all the time.
Yeah, I was using her with my Hathor, and it was a lot of Borjake every round.
Yeah, that would be. Yeah, if Hathor's doing his thing, and then I don't like the fact that, you know, I understand they're different people, but, you know, when you have, like, multiple people all wielding Mjolnir at the same time, you know, bothers me.
Wow, he's wielding Stormbringer.
Yeah, but you can play with sleeves.
You can, yeah.
With Dr. Thor, and, you know.
You have, yeah, Mjolnir before and after broken, so, yeah.
Yeah, different timelines, I guess. The multiverse.
So, there you go. My real answer, and what I originally said to him, was he should go to Reddit and post, or go to come here to the Discord and ask the question, and get, you know, solicit answers from the people who really pay him a lot more attention to this game.
Yeah, I would ask this Discord. They're smarter than we are.
Yeah, I would say keep hoarding. Never, ever give up.
Never surrender?
Never surrender. That's what they do. They want their CP back. Don't let them have it. Keep it for yourself forever. So now, some clarification on claims I made. As you may know, I am very middle-aged and very square and very not plugged into what the kids are into. Less so than, say, Craig, but more so than most of our listeners. I was unaware that Lil Xan, Lil Pump, Lil Skies, and Lil Peep were all different people, and they are. So I apologize to Noah Cyrus. I apologize to Craig. She was romantically linked to a person named Lil Xan, who I thought was Lil Pump.
All right.
And who is not Lil Peep or Lil Skies.
But they're in no way related to a dollar a P Rocky.
No, that guy is an A-lister in the rap music game. Right. These guys have a comical amount of facial tattoos and are all, I don't want to say founders, but they all are in the genre of what they're calling mumble rap.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound good.
I don't know. I feel like they're headed up by Tekashi 6ix9ine, and then everybody else is just a little version of some other object, whether it be Peeps, Pumps, Xans, or Skies.
Yeah, I always had a problem, you know, when you put the little and stuff in your name, and then you get old, and it just seems sad, you know?
Yeah, I do.
When the little Bow Wow had to sort of suddenly change his name to just the Bow Wow?
Sure. I mean, Kid Rock has been vocal that he regrets calling himself Kid Rock.
Yeah.
He was like, I didn't think that through.
Yeah, now you're stuck.
Right. But, A$AP Rocky and the A$AP Mob, they are like
top clearly shelf in the rap game. $1 a P.
What's that?
It's clearly $1 a P.
I am aware. I have the same aversion to putting, letters as numbers, putting characters in things. I don't go for any of that. I'm just letting you know that I'm pretty sure A$AP Rocky is in a committed monogamous relationship with Rihanna right now, and they have a child together.
Huh.
Right. He's and his music is far superior to the mumble rap game.
Oh, it's gotta be, because, yeah, that Gucci song is freaking terrible.
Anytime it's called mumble anything, that means you're mumbling. That's, yeah.
Mumbler!
All right, in any case, hey, that's all that's in the mailbag. Thanks, Willie.
Thanks, Willie. Once again, then, I'm Hans.
And I am Franz.
And we just want to pump.
And we just want to pump.
You up.
You up.
I heard one clap.
The softest of claps.
I clapped. Ian didn't clap. I was going to say. It was a non-clapper.
It was a total success. I think what's it called? Audacity or Discord is just getting excellent. That's got to be Discord. It's getting excellent in its noise filtration. Hang on, I've misplaced my information. And I'm back. All right, let's see who's boosted this week. We got some boosted 3 stars as usual. 3-star taken. More effective strike tiles. More effective healing. And more damage out of his blue. Luke Cage. A ton of damage from his black and his yellow. And his reoccurring protect tile will be more effective than usual. Quicksilver has some... Does he have some green hypersonic punches that do some damage? And then a blue that does... Maybe AoE if you get enough tiles on the board, so you get more damage out of those things. I don't think tile swapping has any elements that are affected. The hood, twin pistols, more damage. Intimidation probably does some damage. It'll do a little bit more. And patch. Strike tiles, red damage, and healing all improved. Now let's talk about these 4 stars. America Chavez. Nothing America! But super effective. Exactly. Heck yes. Let's see. When she tickets her way through the multiverse, there's some more damage there, and some more damage that she's doing from her green. The Black Knight is boosted this week. His green AoE is boosted. More damage out of his nighttime, and better projectiles when he's airborne. The Black Panther is boosted. Bigger special tiles from his yellow, more damage from his red, better tile buffing from his red, and better projectiles from his kinetic shields. Elektra, bigger purple strike tiles. The trap damage from Shadow Step is improved, and her Ballet of Death does a little more damage every turn. Gertrude Yorks, what's she up to these days? Her Dino Strike does more damage. Her trap tiles do more damage with her purple, and bigger tile buffing with her yellow also does more damage.
I think you meant to say Dino Strike!
Dino Strike! Oh, there's an exclamation point. I'll be more aware of that. Thanks. All right, let's see what 5 stars are boosted. Black Widow is boosted. She's got some damage dealing purple, some damage dealing red, and her black red in my ledger also does damage.
Man. But yet it's not the red power.
No, I just can't. I'll never be able to cope with that appropriately. Let's see what Gargantos is doing. He's boosted. More green permanent damage. More damage from being an ineffable horror. Let's see what that black ability does. Debuffing. Better debuffing. Let's see what the Moon Knight is. The 5-star Moon Knight. Crescent Darts, dealing more damage. Nightmare, dealing more damage. And he's got some purple strap tiles, which will deal more damage and stronger buffs to Stolen Special. Back in Black, Spider-Man. More damage from his Tyke Webdo. And Automotive Artillery will do a lot of extra damage. Let's see what Samurai has to say about these boosted characters. Black Knight could be fun, but nobody else that plays with charged tiles is boosted. In the upper tiers, it's all about special tile spam and manipulation. Find a team from 4-star Panther, Gargantos, and Moon Knight. Finally, Black Suit Spidey is always a good third teammate with his cheap blue punch and stun. Sweet. Well, there you have it. A handful of decent guys, no one super meta, and a lot of good boosted characters. So listen to me now and believe me later. That's who's boosted this week. Thanks, as always, to Mystify. And a little pump.
Yeah, and a dollar a P, Rocky. And now it's let's go to the Superhero Showdown, brought to you every week by Terrified. last week, Ray, we had Moon Knight versus Namorita. Who won?
That was a close fight, man. That was a really close fight. We got some decent votes. I'm not saying that people, you know, didn't vote enough, but it was a close fight. So if you want somebody to pull ahead, you got to go vote. Barely winning it, Moon Knight at 57% of the vote.
Come on, people.
They were well matched. That's reasonable.
Yeah, I'm upset that Namorita didn't win. It's where I'm at.
Well, clearly, but
yeah.
Hey.
That was a close one, though. Much closer than I expected.
Yeah.
Oh, no. They were very close in power level. I liked it.
I mean, it's not like it was actual Namor. I mean, like, come on now.
Right.
This week over in the Rhombus, we have Cersei and Nightcrawler. Who you got?
Ray has Cersei. Are you prepared to go
first?
Sure,
I can go first.
Because I don't know anything about Cersei or how I could defend myself against her until you've told me.
All right, well, so I don't know. The more I read about her, the more I think I got this one. Cersei is an Eternal. If you watch the movie Eternals, she's actually way stronger than what she appeared in the movie. She really didn't do much in the movie. I was kind of disappointed. But she is near immortal. It takes a lot to damage her because she's immortal. She has super strength. She can fly due to her telekinesis. She has cosmic energy projection, super strength, regenerative healing, telepathy, and she has teleportation. which may come in handy here in this fight. although she does find teleportation to be unpleasant. So, you know, you got that going for her. But yeah, I mean, Eternal with energy projection, and it's really hard to damage. She can control matter transmutation, so she can actually cause her molecular structure to change as she needs. So it's gonna be a hard win, I think, for Ian.
I was gonna say there's a level of defense that I'm not sure that I can bust through. I obviously, as Nightcrawler, I'm also immortal-ish, immortal adjacent. I can't die of natural causes, but I imagine Cersei could kill me if she needed to.
Sluggo did ask, it's Cersei versus Ian?
I feel like she would take pity on me. Again, I don't know what, until now I didn't know what she did, but I got a prehensile tail. That's pretty exciting.
Why are you immortal now? I missed this part.
Oh, according to this wiki, Nightcrawler cannot die of natural causes because he sacrificed his soul in order to resurrect himself. This means Kurt cannot die by any natural means.
What?
He can't return to the afterlife because he has no soul.
What? I don't remember this storyline at all.
I don't make it up. I don't know. All I do is read, Craig.
Yeah.
Can't involve myself in Kurt Wagner's life. So I don't think it'll help me in this battle. Just my teleportation, my camouflage, and prehensile tail. I mean, I'm super fast. I got amazing reflexes. I don't know. I don't know exactly what I can do, but I think that's... Yeah, you have teleportation, don't you? I don't like
that. Yeah, she does have teleportation. The key thing is her near immortality. They possess conscious control over their molecular structures, so they are virtually invulnerable to any force weaker than their own cosmic energies or molecular disintegration. So Nightcrawler's punches aren't going to be doing a whole lot.
Can I teleport into you and just risk it?
Telefrag?
Yeah. We'll just disappear across the rhombus over and over again until one of us lands a lethal blow. 10 out of 10 times at Cersei, but she doesn't have a prehensile tail, does she?
She does not. You got me there.
Yes! In your face!
So I know that Nightcrawler is a fan favorite, but it's going to be a tough one.
Yeah.
So I'm going to, as usual, put the poll into the Discord. If you want to vote, please go there and just react. React to my post using one of the two reactions that I am adding now. And that will count as your vote. Otherwise, you could email, you could comment on the subreddit, you know, however.
All right. See how this goes. I mean, Cersei doesn't have, like, she's not like a trained pirate, though. So I think he's got her.
Kurt's a pirate?
He does some swashbuckling now and again.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did he ever team up with Kate?
No, Kate's like, you know, the hardcore pirate. I mean, you know, Kate does, Kate does what Kate wants.
Nightcrawler's more of an armchair pirate.
That's right. He's kind of like, you know, more of, you know, your lover pirate, as opposed to Kate's more of the, you know, Blackbeard, I'll murder you pirate. Good times. Next week we've got Vanguard versus the Rawhide Kid. That should be one heck of a matchup there, peoples. Ian, you got Steam open. Let's open something.
Doing it. Here we go. Hey, as someone who I got to use a lot during that last event, 4-star Gamora. She is very good.
Yeah, she is.
I know I'm really late to this, but yep, her and 4-star Rocket and Groot are excellent. They were... You know, every time I didn't have to fight Gore and had to do other things, they made it painless. I was really, really pleased.
That is a true story. I am only opening one, so I'm going to go here. It is a 4-star Mordo, Staff of the Living Tribunal.
All right, I've only got 5. But the first one, Wiccan. That's the character.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
Number 2 is purple. Chasm, empty inside. Number 3, Wiccan. He's still a character.
Yeah, he's pretty good. He was recently reworked.
Medusa. And finally, Juggernaut, Fear Itself.
Ooh.
So there's one purple, you know, there. So that's good. That brings my Chasm all the way up to the Poop House.
Nice.
Look at him go.
You got those 2 from the event and then 1 more today?
Yeah.
Wow.
So exciting stuff.
Hey, you're ahead of me on the chasm. I've only got him at a 1-1-0.
Yes.
Me as well.
Look at me go. I am leading the world in chasm covers. Thanks as always, though, to this guy. Ian, what's on the podcast network?
The podcast network, spoken of moments ago, is the soon-to-be-named network, which you can find at soon-to-be-named-network.com. This show, other shows I do with Ray, still more shows that are doing with Ray, pretty much the Ray and Ian network. We occasionally let Craig on. No, there's tons of great podcasts, not including Ray and I, that are all available at the soon-to-be-named network. SoonToBeNamedNetwork.com.
I think they all involve wrestling in some way, but...
There's more than one wrestling choice, that's for sure.
Yeah.
But I can't be sure that all of them involve wrestling.
Yeah, I don't know.
I feel like Wings on Wings probably does not cover wrestling as much as you would think.
You never know. You never know.
Unless you go with the Bob Backlund crossface chicken wing. Which is one of my favorite submissions.
Is he eating wings while he's doing that to you?
While he's doing the crossface chicken wing while watching Wings?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Wings on Wings on Wings. anything else for the good of the order?
No. Sorry, I was like...
That was a long pondering to get to know.
Yeah, I didn't know if we had, like... Labor Day plans that I was not aware of, or...
No.
Well, I'll see you guys some other time, then. How about next Wednesday?
Yes.
Sold.
All right. All right. Thanks, everybody, for joining us. Comment suggestions. Please shoot him at Ray. He needs things to read out of that mailbag. You can go to our webpage, click on the Amazon banner, give us a little love, or maybe sign up to be a patron, and then you could sponsor one of the segments of this here show. That's it. Goodbye for now. And remember, kids... Beware the man from Jordan. Good night, everybody.
Goodbye, friends.
Good.